You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com.
Hi, welcome to Pure Nintendo's numerical podcast, February 13th podcast. And I'm joined with Alex, who we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, I'm back.
So I just wanted to point him out. And but now I want to go around and you introduce yourselves again and tell me your what you had for dinner, going to have for dinner.
Well, I'm Alex, and I had beef stir fry tonight for dinner. With white rice. Very good.
My name's Eli, and I had peanut butter toast and a bowl of cereal, raisin bran.
Nice.
My name's James, and I'm having, what did I make? I made noodles, that's all I remember. Noodles and turkey, that's what it was. Noodles and turkey.
Hey, I'm Dustin. I had quesadillas.
I'm Kevin, and I have am gonna have Subway.
Ooh, yes.
All right, so let's go through. I want to start going through some of the news of the week. I want to go in between podcasts, but seeing that we haven't done one in like 4 weeks, that would be a lot of news to cover. Mm. Basically, I just pulled up news from basically this week. First news, which is big for some of us, actually all of us here, the rumor of that Watch Dogs and Rainbow Six Patriots may be coming to the Wii U, which would be huge. What do you guys think? Who's played Rainbow Six game? I know Kevin and I have.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Rainbow Six games.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did too at your house one time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope it ends up being true. It'd be nice for some big games like that to be confirmed, so other companies, you know, I don't know, it just needs more games from third parties.
Yeah, and with all the news about, you know, Rayman delay, and what was that quote from DICE where people were saying that they're not talking about Wii U games they're making, they're talking about Wii U games they're canceling. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know, just all that stuff just needs to, you know, get resolved and get some good games on the system, so.
Mm-hmm. And the next, I think it's pretty big news, is that Skylanders franchise has reached $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
$1 billion on that franchise.
Wow, it's impressive. It's no wonder Disney's trying to copy them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
True. And there's a new Batman Arkham game coming out, but it's not being developed by Rocksteady. And
is that confirmed yet?
That's what I hear. But like, there's another rumor I heard. And I haven't seen this anywhere else, but someone told me that it's a prequel.
Well,
that came out of the conference call.
Yeah, the prequel was it's a prequel to Batman, but it deals with a lot of the Justice League too. It's a Silver Age of superheroes, sort of. So,
Yeah, and that's the one Rocksteady's working on, but not the new Batman Arkham title, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Whatever. Then, I'm glad there's a Batman coming out.
Yeah.
That's all we care about.
Yeah. And there's a Zombie Wii U bundle coming to North America.
That's
comes
right.
With Zombie Wii U, comes with a Pro Controller, and it's like a $70 savings. That's pretty cool.
That's cool. And I'm glad that game needs more more sales. Just more people need to play it, just because it's a great game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And another big news from us, actually, is the look into Nintendo Speed Most Wanted for the Wii U. And Justin, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Matt got to play the game at EA's, actually it was their PR studio there in San Francisco, but got to play the new game. The vice president of Criterion was there, so he interviewed him as he was playing the game. You know, for the most part, he mentioned how they focused on the Wii U, you know, really pushing the graphics on it. And we learned from some of the other hands-on impressions from Joystick and GamesRadar that the game is based off the PC version and not the other console version. So you've got the higher resolution textures and the other assets that they use for the cars in the Wii U version and not the 360 and PS3 versions. So that was cool to hear. Another interesting thing that I hadn't seen reported anywhere else except in our impressions, they didn't get dev units till December 27. And their deadline for finishing the Wii U version was January 14. So they finished it in like 17 days.
Wow.
I was like, that's pretty insane. But when I was thinking about that, I was like, so they didn't even have a, you know, a dev kit till, you know, way after launch. And the interesting thing, when we talked to Ubisoft, when we did our Rayman Legends piece for the December issue, they didn't have final dev kits or even final versions of the Wii U even, you know, 2-3 weeks after the system came out. So I'm sure Nintendo was still trying to ship out dev units and make sure people had the most recent version, but I thought that was a crazy dev cycle to be on, like, 2 weeks.
So, yeah, when did they sleep?
Mm-hmm. Just imagine what people can do with 3, 4, 5, 6 months with the full dev units.
I know, and that's a crazy thing. If they were able, and the response has been great from seeing the gameplay today, like everyone's like, oh, wow, the Wii U version looks great. So if they can do that in 17 days, then, you know, developers that have months and months to port a game to the Wii U should have no excuse, I don't think. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. And it seemed like Criterion had a good grasp of what Nintendo is doing with the Wii U, and they said that they even watched and read the Iwata Asks interviews just to get an idea before they even started developing the game of what Nintendo was trying to accomplish with the controller and all that. So I thought that was a really cool thing.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow is another Nintendo Direct. What do you guys think is going to happen? What do you want to happen?
I just want release dates for stuff. Like, I know it won't be, but I love a Pikmin release date.
Yes.
I'm kind of looking forward to hear about the Animal Crossing for the 3DS. I've been watching that kind of off, on and off, so I'm hoping we get release dates for that too, because that's a definite buy for me.
Yeah.
And some more like Pokemon X and Y info, because I have to wait till October to play it, so I need more news.
Mm-hmm. This is completely offshoot, but I would love for them to announce some DLC for Mario Kart for the 3DS. I know that's out of left field. It's not going to happen, but I think that would be huge.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, you'd think with, you know, Mario Brothers 2 on the 3DS, they had DLC, so, you know, why not new levels in Mario Kart? Seems like it would be doable.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so now moving on to a sad topic. Rayman Legends has been delayed.
Yeah.
Again, and it's going multi-platform.
Yeah.
Which I want to start out saying that the reason that there's so much uproar isn't necessarily for the multi-platform. Yeah. Gamers understand that developers want to make the most money, and to get the most money, they need to get it out to a wider audience. That's fine. Mm-hmm. The problem is delaying it 3 weeks before it's supposed to come out.
Yeah.
A game that's probably 99.9% done.
That's the most painful part. It's in the can. I mean, It's just good. It's like whatever sales, I'm sure it'll sell well on the Wii U, you know, next year, more people, but it's like people aren't going to be as excited as they were launch window, you know. Okay. This was the time. It's like I think Rayman Legends would have done so well if it had launched alongside with the Wii U. Mm-hmm. But
well, even now, because there's still that somewhat of a lull of games, and Wii U owners looking for another game, because it's the fall of 2013 is going to be a busy year for gamers, period. There's a lot coming out where it could be overlooked for other games at the time. Because even who knows what Nintendo's launching at the time is talking about everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a very real possibility that Pikmin 3 lines up with an August, September timeframe. You know, if they're already seeing quarter two, you know, the final release date, it's probably going to be at E3 again, so it could easily be August, September. So you're talking about Pikmin 3 and potentially, you know, some other big games around then, GTA 5 and some other big multi-platform games. Yeah. You know, it's going to be a lot more competition, whereas February 26, there was nothing. There was nothing on the Wii U. You know, other games were coming out March 5, March 19, but they had a clear window. You know, people bought the game at launch for Rayman Legends. Yeah. And now you see people on forums saying, oh, well, I'm going to, you know, sell my Wii U because I don't have a reason to own it anymore because I bought it for Rayman Legends or whatever. Now, that's an extreme case, and, you know, that's pretty silly, but, you know, the fact is people are doing that because of this unusual delay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking forward to deploying it to kind of pass through that kind of lag of games that we're going through right now, you know. That was going to be the game that carried me through. I was really looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. And just think of what Nintendo's going through. That was a big selling point for the Wii U last year. It was the only demo available at Best Buy, GameStops. It was what they used to show off the Wii U.
Yeah.
And now it's like coming out for a very long time, and it's not a Wii U exclusive anymore.
It's a shame. I think, though, they should have done is release it on the Wii U, then maybe make it like $50 for 360 and PS3 and make it downloadable too. Mm-hmm. And so, because everything's, it's already going to be overshadowed by all the E3 games from the Wii U, next gen, or, you know, the next PS4 or next box, whatever that is. And so it's like, no one's going to be talking about it come September. Mm-hmm. So it seems like they could have capitalized on this and then done some sort of discount run just to gain interest again. But because who knows, you know, there may be some surprise other company that does visuals that rival, if not better than Origin or than Legends, because Legends right now is one of the best looking games I've seen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I really feel for the developers because I think they're the ones that kind of got canned the hardest. You know, think of how hard they've been working to get this game out and to have someone in a suit and tie kind of shut you down and say, oh, we want to go multi-platform. Your game's almost done, but now it's going to have to wait and possibly be overshadowed. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
There's so much like involvement and so much time that gets consumed by these people who are developing these games. That's really got to be a low blow to them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, some people online say, oh, Nintendo fans should stop whining, blah, blah, blah. Well, or they'll say that this is a delay that happens all the time. They're like, oh, games get delayed all the time. Why are Nintendo fans so mad? Well, I can't think of a game in recent memory that was coming out within 3 weeks and was delayed 7 months. Now, maybe there's a game that was announced for March, and in February, they're like, ah, we're going to delay it till June. But something that has a solid release date, and then 3 weeks away, you delay it 7 months, and that's not even the kicker. I mean, the kicker is the game's almost done. The game was going to be ready at that release date by all appearances, and you delay it 7 months just to do multi-platform. It doesn't even make sense from a business perspective because, I mean, you think about it, you've doomed the Wii U version. Sure, people may buy it on 360 and PS3 because there's just tons of, you know, millions of systems out there. Mm-hmm. But still, you've doomed the sales of the Wii U version when all you could have done, release the Wii U version, 2 months after the Wii U comes out, announce the multi-platform, 360 and PS3 people are still happy. Hey, it's a surprise. What, you know, cool, we're going to get it. And then everybody wins. You get money. The fans are happy on Wii U and 360 and PS3. I mean, it makes no sense to announce a delay right now.
Yeah. And release what they could do,
announce the delay later.
Going on what you just said, what they could do is, you know, release it on the Wii U, then the 360 and PS3, go ahead and add some sort of downloadable content free for them, but for the Wii U customers, you know, it's $5. Just like what they do for the Wii U stuff like Darksiders. You get an all-encompassing game of the year. That way everyone's happy.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's frustrating for Nintendo fans is we always have to wait for games to get ported to our system. Now, with a game that's coming to 360 and PS3 that's going to be ported, we still have to wait? You know, that doesn't make any sense.
And also, you saying that people were complaining that Nintendo fans need to relax. Yeah. It's funny, because The Last of Us was just delayed like 2 weeks, and NeoGAF people were really upset. Like, I don't want to wait till June. I'm thinking, you guys have it so easy, just 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm a little upset, so I'm.
And I want to go off on one of the comments that one of the developers made, saying that the game. Actually, it was on one of our Facebook comments. The guy was wondering when the developer says that, the game's going to be better now that's delayed. He's like, well, it's not like the game wasn't done. Well, the game was done. It's just anyone who makes anything artistic, if it's a drawing or a painting or a musical score, you're never totally satisfied with it. You always want another 6 months, another 7 months with it. That's why deadlines are deadlines. So it just cuts you off and like, hey, do what best you can at this point. Mm-hmm. So that's what development, like, the game's going to be a lot better now that's delayed 7 months, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean the game wasn't great before the delay.
Now, is work still going to be going into it?
That's what he said. He's like, well, to that quote from that developer, he said, yeah, now we have more time, we can do more with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, because I wanted at least some confirmation of that, you know, more work would be done on the Wii U version. But, you know, the problem I keep coming back to is, you know, granted, they may add more content. The 360 PS3 versions get the same content. That's fine. But then you're spending 7 more months to really tear out all of the Wii U gamepad stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you're not even, I mean, you're spending the time just to port it over, port the engine and all that. You've already got it running at optimum settings, 1080p, 60 frames a second on Wii U. So if anything, you're downporting the game. And so it just seems weird. You're going to be adding content at the same time, and just adds to the frustration on it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how the controls could work with anything else. Like the Kinect controls, like it's doable, but it'd just be weird and clunky.
There's no way they could do, you know, the moving platforms and stuff with Kinect. So I think they're just going to tear out Murphy altogether. They're going to, you know, redesign levels so those platforms will just move on timers instead of, you know, touch interaction.
That's going to kill, like, a big spirit of the game, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The move well, impressed us so much.
Yeah.
It could work with them
maybe using the PlayStation 3 6-axis controller.
Mm-hmm.
They could possibly use that, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they're killing it a little bit by porting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways.
Could we be hearing something about it tomorrow? Maybe they're going to be like, all right, we were joking.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's good to happen.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I hope that's the case, because it seems like usually Nintendo announces Nintendo Directs, you know, 2 days in advance, but they just announced it this morning, so just a day. So maybe they were like, hey, let's, you know, put something together real quick. Another thing that's interesting, when we talked to Ubisoft a month and a half ago, they were actually planning on being a part of a Nintendo Direct. Now they didn't want us to mention anything about it. I don't think it's, you know, a problem now, but they said that they were going to show off Rayman Legends during a Nintendo Direct, but this was back in like December that they were planning on doing this, and we obviously know all the Nintendo Directs didn't feature Rayman Legends at all. But the reason they said that was Nintendo had told them that they wanted to do a third-party Wii U game Nintendo Direct, just focused on third-party games and stuff like that. So it seems like Nintendo Direct tomorrow could be more in line with that. You've got 3DS and Wii U games in discussion, so it could be, you know, sizzle reel for Need for Speed Most Wanted, Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, Resident Evil Revelations, you know, stuff like that, Injustice. So we could have a bunch of third-party announcements, and potentially you could see Rayman in there if they decided to recant, or I don't know what they would say, but because part of the problem is you can't just do a 180. You can't just come back and say, oh yeah, we're not going to delay it now. It's going to be February 26th, because now it's, you know, a week closer to the original launch date, and all of the retailers have already updated their launch lineups. So like Amazon says September 1st, stuff like that.
Yeah. And you've already lost a lot of those customers. You know, yeah, there's still those people that will definitely buy you, but a lot of people have already written it off. And so you need to build back that up. But I was thinking it would be cool, not that they would add this, but if they did a Nintendo Direct dealing with the NFC and that was added into Rayman Legends, you know, sort of debuting that type of stuff. That would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, and the only way that they can save face, that they can really resolve, you know, Nintendo fans being so mad about all this, is if they do announce some more exclusive features for the Wii U version, and announce some release date that's not 7 months away, because, you know, if Wii U fans have to wait to the exact same day as PS3 and 360, it's not going to be good enough for them, and that may be bad on Nintendo fans, but you know, that's just a result of that decision to delay it. So.
Well, I want to get into the questions while we still have some time. Mm-hmm. We got a few questions on our Facebook account. Gregory asks, what digital games are coming out this year and when we'll be seeing these features? Torky Tori 2 is coming out soon, and I actually have a feeling of maybe the tomorrow, because they tweeted earlier today, they're like, oh, there's Nintendo Direct tomorrow, smiley face. Yeah. So maybe they're part of it. I don't know. But maybe we get a release date for it tomorrow finally, because they are close to being done. It just
mm-hmm. And could be announced too, because Nintendo downloads are released tomorrow. So
that's true. So it could be
like, hey, here it is.
Because they're the one of the people who kind of going back to the point. They keep pushing it back, because they want to make it better. Like, it was done, and they're like, let's do a little bit more on it. And that's a different way to do it, but they don't really have deadlines. They make their own deadline.
Right.
Any you guys think of any more digital games?
There were a bunch that were confirmed recently, weren't there? Like you mentioned, that there were a bunch of downloadable games. Can't remember their names, but a bunch of indie eShop games.
I'm waiting for Zen Pinball 2. It's been delayed a few times.
Yeah.
I love Zen Pinball. Should be coming out any day.
Nice. Yeah, there's a bunch of downloadable games coming out. What was that? Cloudberry Kingdom. That's coming to the Wii U. I'm trying to remember all the other downloadable ones.
Did you guys get Balloon Fight for 30 cents?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. It's awesome.
It is awesome. And it's so cool that they're doing that, you know, little 30th anniversary thing where they're releasing the some VC games every 30 days.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to getting Super Metroid for 30 cents. That's going to be awesome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, Super Ubi Land, James?
Oh, yeah.
Fade Into Darkness and Cosmic Highway. Looks like Justin Hinton posted this yesterday, but he said all of those are coming to the Wii U eShop. So those are some big downloadable ones that are coming out. There's a big group of things going.
And our next question is to do with playing the Wii on the Wii U. Because you can't, the guy is saying, this is from Norman.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little long term to sum it up. Basically, he's saying,
why not move Wii games as downloadable games on the Wii U? And maybe they can add a feature to play it on, use the gamepad, because you can't use the gamepad right now. You can play it on the GameCube, so move Wii games as a downloadable game straight to you or Wii U.
I wish. That would be incredibly nice, but I can't see that happening because of the care they've taken to perfectly emulate the Wii system menu within the Wii U. I mean, I was actually pretty impressed with how well, like, you know, it runs. It's pretty convincing. So they've got this whole elaborate system set up that I don't see how they could, you know, move all these Wii games over and add gamepad functionality. It clearly wasn't in their thought process when they were designing the console, so I wouldn't expect it.
Yeah.
Just a shame, because I'd love to see it.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, too, you know, a lot of the Wii games required the Wii Remote Nunchuck and used, you know, the sensor bar. So it's kind of interesting with the Wii U, there aren't many games that use sensor bar. You know, but a lot of the Wii games did, so if you were trying to do off-TV play, granted, you do kind of have a sensor bar there on the gamepad, but, you know, for games that required it, it wouldn't quite be the same. I guess he's probably talking about games that, you know, wouldn't need the Wii Remote and Nunchuck, and that would be fun to play, you know.
How about just, yeah, forget about the off-play, just Wii games in general. Just,
yeah.
Instead of, say they had, kind of like a Wii game, Galaxy, for like $20 mm-hmm. or $10 you can download.
Yeah. It would be awesome because, and they could definitely do it, they have full Wii U games downloadable, so, mm-hmm. you know, Wii games are, what, how much, maybe 2 gigabytes or something?
Compared to
So it would be feasible, I think. Yeah, you could easily download those games. Part of it's just the, you know, we're used to Nintendo not doing some of this stuff, and so that's part of the factor that goes into this. We're used to Nintendo not releasing VC games all the time. I mean, look at the 3DS Virtual Console. You know, that how many games are on that right now? There's not a whole lot. You look at the Wii U Virtual Console, it's not even out yet. They've got, you know, Balloon Fight now, but, you know, just the fact that they just trickle out some of these VC games, you know, it'd be really hard to, you know, do some of the Wii games on there too. I don't know.
It's a shame, because I think it's like a huge potential that's wasted.
Oh, you know? Yeah, it is. I mean, why not, if you're Nintendo, hire a whole group that's just porting VC games? That's it. You know,
definitely.
You're just porting game, Wii games, GameCube games, all that stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
that's, just have a whole next, dev studio for them.
That's the next question from Jared Warmack. Mm-hmm. Is that why not GameCube games? Why not Metroid Prime or Mario Kart Double Dash? And when I first heard about Nintendo's wanting to download full-fledged games, like Wii, I was almost positive the GameCube would be there. I'm still positive they will eventually. Mm-hmm. Just hopefully it's sooner than later, because I would download a whole bunch of GameCube games. My GameCube collection was small. I played a lot of sports games, and I don't really have them around anymore, and you can't play them. But I would download Double Dash. I would download Metroid Prime. I would download Sunshine. I would download a ton of stuff.
Yeah, it's the whole untapped market I don't think Nintendo realizes, because what if they did, like, time demos? You download the whole game, you play it for 60 minutes to see if you like it. Then you have the Miiverse channels, like, reigniting old games. Like, what if there was one for Super Mario Sunshine, and then you got hundreds of thousands of players talking about how amazing that game is, and just this resurgence of these old properties? Or why not even have, like, discounted games, like, every year, you know, three GameCube games that are having some anniversary, discounted by 50%. All this stuff they could be doing, but instead they're just barely releasing anything, and people just don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That actually really ties into the this article I was reading. And this guy talks about how Nintendo is really having – they've set up a very confusing network system for their online transactions. I mean, when you think about it, when you have like Xbox Live or something, all of your downloads are purchased and it's assigned to your username and your own online account. But with a Nintendo system, when you're downloading something, instead of going to your username, on your own little cloud or whatever, it goes directly to the hardware itself. And so now with we have the Wii U, we have the WiiWare with the Wii, and we have the 3DS eShop. That's three separate, you know, online shops that they have to juggle now on top of each other. You know, and I wonder if maybe that's the reason why it's, you know, the virtual console titles don't come in as constantly as they should. It's because maybe they're having difficulties kind of juggling it all.
That's true.
I do know at one point they talked about combining sort of the 3DS and the Wii U experience into one sort of coherent package. So hopefully that happens. But
yeah, and maybe that's why we've gotten so few 3DS VC games. Because you remember, like, even after the Ambassador games, the only releases they had after that were those Ambassador games that we got early and then everyone else got. So there wasn't a whole lot of new stuff on the VC, really, even in the last year on PBS.
But real quick, going back, I think what they need to do, if they ever do like a Nintendo app or something for iPhone or whatever, you know, sort of to do, I wish you could buy Wii U games, download them automatically to your Wii U. Like, it starts right when you buy it. So like if you're at work or out of town something fun, you go ahead and buy it and it starts downloading to your Wii U. So you don't have to wait for that time. Because a lot of services are doing that where, you know, if it's your PS3 is plugged in or your computer, just downloads instantly. You have to be there and wait 30 minutes to play the game.
Yep. See, that would be awesome. Because that way you kind of have, go back to that Wii Connect 24 stuff where, you know, it's sort of always connected. You know, have something like that where it's like a wake on LAN where you've got a little app and, you know, you control your Wii U from anywhere, and then it just turns on, downloads it, and come home, and there it is.
Because how cool would it be to, like, if there's a big system update, let's say this summer, and it's, like, massive, you get a text with your app that says new system update, and you just update it from your phone, from your Wii U. So you don't have to worry about it. It's taken care of. So the next time you turn on your Wii U, you're good to go.
Yep.
This is genius. You need to work for Nintendo, Kevin.
Seriously.
See, like, it's that type of stuff they need to start doing. Building out the VC, building out, you know, their networks. Make Miiverse on all platforms.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's one thing that would be really cool tomorrow is if they said, hey, Miiverse on 3DS, connects to Wii U, here's some games that use it, Animal Crossing, you know, whatever.
I saw they just announced the Japanese Nintendo Direct.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's at the same time, too, which apparently is really late for them.
Yeah, it's really late in the evening. Because it's like 14 hours ahead of Eastern time. Central time. So it would be like 10 p.m. their time probably, or 11 p.m.
And also going back to Virtual Console, I really wish they would do this. You buy Mario Kart and you get maybe like $10 off or $10 towards the Virtual Console Mario Kart. Stuff like that. Like, give me an incentive to buy these old properties.
Yeah, I was like, why aren't they doing this? Yes.
See, I hope, like, their marketing team is listening to this.
This is why we need an ear at Nintendo. We need to have, like, whatever round table they have with the executives talking, and then they have, like, this fan table right next to it. It's like, guys, no, that's stupid. What are you talking about? This is what you need to do. And we're just dressed in, like, t-shirts and you know, Nintendo paraphernalia and all this.
My underwear.
Yeah, exactly. and Reggie's talking about doing something, and we're like,
I stand up in my Mario underwear. No!
Yeah.
No! No! See, what would
Reggie,
we have?
Reggie, this is what our bodies are ready for.
No, see, what would happen is we'd all be playing our 3DSs from, like, a new game from a year from now. They say something. We all together put our 3DSs down and be like,
yeah.
We can do the Phoenix Wright objection.
Yes.
Objection.
No.
All right. Going back to that on the article.
Yeah.
Part of the article talked about that Wii games, I think, all tied to actual system number. So technically, and this is a story that was on Kotaku, a guy lost $400 worth of his Wii transfers. He transferred everything from his VC from his Wii. First of all, I didn't know people can buy $400 worth of virtual console games. I guess you maybe had it on, like, SD card. He moved all over to his Wii U, and his Wii U just broke. And not knowing, he just went back to GameStop or wherever, Best Buy, wherever you got today, mine broke, and he changed it out. And then he contacted Nintendo and was like, no, he couldn't use his login again. He tried to use his ID again. It wouldn't accept it. And so he had to create a new ID, and he contacted Nintendo. And like, oh, we can give it back to you, but it's like $400.
So the guy turned in his old system?
Yeah, he was still in the warranty because it was like a week after or whatever, too. So it was still in the warranty from the store. So he went back and they just switched it out. What he should have done was contact Nintendo right away and be like, hey, this happened. Yeah. But then he would probably have to pay to get it fixed. And so he would have been out money. But he would still have had his games. But it kind of happened to me. They replaced my whole Wii and I lost all of my virtual console games tied into my Wii. Mm-hmm. But I only had like 30 bucks worth.
Like, what would their reasoning be for that? Why don't they just tie it to your user account?
That was the argument. Like, that's what they need to do, basically.
I think they're working on it, you know.
Yeah,
they've got to be. I'm hoping in the next year that'll be something they update.
Well, Alex was talking to me about once. That's why he doesn't want to download. Are you still here? Yeah. He doesn't want to download full-blown games.
Yeah, I'm worried about the full. That's a huge investment, you know, and if, say, my console breaks or if I want to upgrade to a newer system, I'm hesitant to want to do that because I have all this heavily invested stuff in digital downloads and it's not secure, it's not safe, it's not easy to transfer it over.
Yep. That's a huge reason right there, Nintendo. You got to fix it.
That's the thing. I think if they kind of take an approach where everything is uniform under a username, kind of like the cloud storage stuff, that's how they're going to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how Apple does it.
Yeah.
So you can log in. And well, the catcher is that I don't know if you guys read the Kotaku article, they had screenshots of his Club Nintendo account, and it had marks of every game he ever downloaded because he always added it to Club Nintendo. Mm-hmm. So he had proof of every game he owned. And they're like, well, there's nothing we can really do about this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have your system anymore.
Yeah. And that's so ridiculous. Club Nintendo is also kind of crazy right now because, yeah, it does keep track of everything. And it's kept track of everything even throughout all the console changes. I have a Club Nintendo account since 2003 or something, or even before that. When, you know, I think I may have gotten it when they did that promotion, the GameCube disc that had Ocarina of Time, Master Quest, and all that they sent through Club Nintendo. And so I have records of everything in Club Nintendo. So what they need to do is, with Nintendo Network, they've got to merge Club Nintendo into that mix too. Because if Club Nintendo is already keeping track of all that stuff, I want to be able to have that all in my Nintendo Network ID too.
Yeah. So. And I feel like they got to officialize that because right now I feel like it's just for the customer. It's not for them to keep track of. It's just like, oh, cool, I got a simple database of what I have. But it's like there's no weight to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think a big part of the problem is I think Nintendo as a company initially wasn't too interested in internet connectivity. And I think it's almost something that they kind of got forced into because it's something that fans wanted. Mm-hmm. And I think until the company itself kind of takes ownership of it and streamlines it, then that's when we're going to see the improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether or not you enjoy online connectivity, it's a part of console gaming now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you have to, you know, embrace and accept to move forward.
Yeah. And something I've noticed Nintendo has a problem with, like, they're good at so many things, but they're not good when they play catch up. They play catch up and then they sit stale. They're like, okay, we made it. We're good for a while. We don't need to keep evolving. You know, we met that, you know, mark, that finish line. We don't need to update till the next system, you know. But I'm hoping with Wii U, they realize they got to keep doing this every few months, at least every year, keep expanding. So by like the end of the Wii U, the interface, everything is just so different from the launch. You know, it's faster, it's sleeker, it's everything is changed.
Yeah, customizable.
I think, like, we know that Nintendo can do it. They're a great, innovative company. I think what needs to happen is they need to have a team sit down, just like they do when they go to the drawing board to come up with a new game franchise or the new system and rework how their internet connectivity with the consoles goes and just completely rework it. They need to have a team that's dedicated and focused on that if they really want to see some positive change.
And dedicated for the whole console lifespan, like have people just keep bug checking, keep evolving. Just don't create something when it works. Be like, okay, we're good for now. Just keep at it.
Yeah. Almost don't treat it like a game or a channel like they have done, like where it's like, oh, these are the people that worked on the internet channel for 3DS or Wii U. It's like, well, they should keep working on that, you know?
Because if they do that, I mean, it's going to carry on to the future consoles. It's going to make virtual console easier. You know, it's going to make me as a customer more secure when I make purchases on there to say, oh, you know, once the new console goes on, this is going to die out. Yeah. I'm not going to have my stuff on there anymore.
Yeah. And if they did that now, they're sowing these seeds, because who knows what the next generation will be if it's more cloud-based, if I'll be streaming. And so if you get these customers that realize how good your product is, you know, obviously they'll, you know, be more inclined to buy it next time. But if you don't have that satisfaction with a lot of people, you know, it's going to be harder to win them over next time. Not that you can't, but I hope they just realize how important it is now, you know, for the future.
Yeah,
it's just a change in the generation of gaming. I mean, when you think about it, when we started out, we had cartridges, and that was all the gaming information we needed. You know, it was portable. We could take our Final Fantasy save on our cart, bring it over to our friend's house, plug it into their Super Nintendo, show them our file and stuff. And we've kind of moved on to where we're digital pack rats, you know, and we need to be able to have a secure system to bring all of our stuff, you know, over. It's just a way that the game is changing.
That kind of ties into our last question. We kind of already just talked about it, but it's from Will Zant on Facebook, and he talks about how he doesn't have an internet connection, and he had to go to a place and download the update. And he's like, so what's people's opinion on the dependency of consoles on the internet? He's like, recently more machines have been linked to the internet, and it makes me worried. He goes, I, for one, he had to go and he downloaded a little Inferno in the update. Do you like that consoles are drifting into a world of cloud-based activities, or do you think it's fair for those of us who simply where they live can't have internet access on the Wii U?
Hmm. Well, first of all, my deepest condolences for having to install that update at your local library.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
But, you know, I'll have to say, honestly, it's something that I have never really, like, considered, because the internet has been such, like, a big part of my life, you know. Mm-hmm. I've always had easy access to it, and I've never had to put myself in that shoes where someone might not have easy access to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't live somewhere where there wasn't internet, so it's hard for me to...
I think it's sad, but I think that's the way everything's going to be going in the next 5-10 years, everything's going to be online. Now, it is a bummer for like the Wii U that you need that system update initially, you know, because I don't think we're there yet, but I think it will be difficult if like the next systems for the next box or whatever require online all the time to activate and play. I don't think we're ready for that. Maybe in 5-10 years, maybe, but I think right now there's enough people just like this guy that are going to be so unhappy that it's, you know, and who knows, you know, think about when, you know, your internet goes down or you have problems, you can't play games, period. And who knows, does that stop you from watching movies on those systems? What does that all entail? Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to have such a backlash of customers. I think if for some reason they do announce that, I hope they get rid of that for the sake of everyone, because that's putting a noose around your consumers. That's like, you can play our products if you have this perfect situation. And I don't think that's right. Right now, at least.
Well, I'm trying to think of like a way that they can make it. Like, say somebody doesn't have the internet connection, but they want to update their system, how they could do that. And the only way I can think of is to have, like, on the Nintendo, like, shop online, like, request, like, a software update CD. Maybe, like, pay, like, the shipping. They ship you out a CD so you can update your system without having to connect to the internet.
Mm-hmm. Or a flash drive.
Slow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's slow, but it could potentially address the problem. Mm-hmm. But other than that,
reminds me of a Simpsons episode when Kevin was talking where Bart's at home, it's a snow day or something, and the power goes out, and he's like, no, that was play DVD. Oh, that takes electricity.
I'll just do this. Yeah, I think Kevin's right, too. It's just going to take time for, you know, that 99% of people to have internet all the time. You know, right now it just, you know, it's inconsistent. You know, my internet goes down, you know, once every month or something like that. It's kind of like when games started to be downloadable, when you had full downloadable games like Steam and everything. And for a while we're like, no, I need a physical copy. I need a DVD or a, you know, a disc of my game. And now, you know, it's been, you know, 4 years or so, and there's a lot of people that are like, hey, I've got my whole library through Steam because I can download it on the machine. I just log in, do whatever. And so it's not that, it's not quite that leap to get there, you know. And I think that that's that next leap is that always online, you know, it's going to grind people the wrong way initially, but you know, 5-10 years down the road when 100% of people have, you know, reliable internet and we're streaming things all the time, bandwidth is high, you know, then that becomes more commonplace and more acceptable. I think the big thing Nintendo thing needs to do with their online, you know, create a unified system. And a big thing that I would want is cloud backups, cloud saves, things like that. You know, it's fine if I have to re-download my stuff. You know, I don't need my whole games backed up in the cloud, but I just need a record of those games, and I need to be able to back up my save games. So I think that would be, if Nintendo's, you know, going to assemble a team to fix online, to fix their issues, they need to shoot for the moon and not just, you know, basic features like you were saying, Kevin. Like, oh, hey, look, we got online now. We're good for 6 years while the Wii U is there. You know, you gotta keep developing this stuff. Technology, you know, advances so quick now. So, anyway.
Agreed, Will. That was a delightful conversation.
Yeah.
That was good. But I guess we'll end on that note. That's all our questions. Went through everything. We all got a big day tomorrow. It's in the direct at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Yep. One last crazy Nintendo Direct prediction.
Yes.
Kevin.
Oh, we were asking everyone?
Yes, something crazy.
come back to me.
Alex.
Pokemon X and Y, we're not going to have to wait till October. It's actually going to be in May.
Nice. Justin.
Super Mario, the new one on the Wii U, there's going to be a screenshot tomorrow.
Eli.
Pass.
Pass.
I can't think of anything.
Gavin.
All right. An unannounced Wii game gets a release date for this half of the year.
Star Fox comes out in August.
Oh, I was thinking AAA. Oh, wow.
Yes. I got to hold on to my yearly predictions for the last 4 years.
Yeah, Star Fox. Star Fox. Give us Star Fox. Yeah. Oh, sounds good. Well, it'll be exciting. Yeah.
And so, if you guys are watching this after Nintendo Direct, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
It was everything we wanted and more.
All right. Until next time.
See you guys.
Take care, everybody.